Hello, everybody.
Good morning.
Morning. Welcome back to another episode of Mornings with the Montagues. The Lord is good.
Amen.
The Lord is good. Today we're going to open up our devotional again. Let's see what it is. I love this because I never know what it's going to be, but it's always exactly what we need. Isn't God fun? Conquering regrets. Okay. Wow. All right. So this is a special devotional. Every weekend, there is a special devotional. It's 2 pages. It's 2 pages, a little bit longer than normal, but it's very, very rich. And so this one is called Loosening Up with Laughter. And this one is, I would say, in my opinion, less Bible verses. That's more of like a homework style in this devotional today, but it's more something practical to increase our marriage together. And so Loosening Up with Laughter, let's read a little bit about this. Yeah, the verses are here.
Though laughter isn't mentioned much in the Bible, one couple in particular is known as for their laughter. Check out the story of Abraham and Sarah in Genesis 17, 16 through 17, 18, 1 through 15, 21, 1 through 7, and discuss why the couple laughed and what God did in response. When is laughter appropriate and when is it not?
All right, so that is the homework verse. You can read those. And I think, yeah, we are familiar with that story, why they laughed. It's because God promised them to have a child, but they were old. They were old. And so, of course, that is funny in a way, but there's a time when it's appropriate and there's a time when it's not appropriate. So, here, loosening up with laughter, there are times in life when you can either laugh or cry. We try to choose laughter. Laughter breaks tension. It's good for your physical health, and it's definitely good for the health of your marriage. When we laugh together, we seem to be more affirming. When we're under stress, we benefit from trying to find some ways to lighten things up. Dan and Laura, like many other couples, have told us about the fun of pet ownership and how pets can relieve tension. We don't have any pet. We just have a son.
Not currently, yeah.
Not currently. My son acts like a dog sometimes. He's like a frog sometimes.
Sounds like a wolf.
Sometimes like a wolf. So I think we got it covered. We're good. Here's one example. The pressure of medical school, work, and other responsibilities were taking their toll. After a long day at work, Laura walked into her small apartment and found all three cats wearing ties. Dan had done that in an attempt to make Laura laugh. It worked. We all have difficult situations in our lives. We find something to laugh about, as Dan and Laura did. We can keep our relationship on a more positive track. If laughter doesn't come naturally for you, here are some ways to help you become more joyful. Give yourself permission to be less than perfect. When you don't take yourself too seriously, it's easier to see the lighter side of things. If joking comes naturally in your relationship, consider yourself fortunate. But there is a fine line between jokes and putting others down. Laugh with your mates, but only at yourself. Laugh with your mates, but only at yourself. Cultivate humor. We try to look for humor in each situation, especially irritating ones. Recently, we sat in a Memphis airport waiting for our third canceled flight to be rescheduled. Dave looked at me and said, "My, isn't it fun to be on the jet side?" Then, looking around at all the disgruntled passengers, I said, "This has to be the life of the rich and famous." Once again, humor came to our rescue. Some of our sources of humor are the cartoon section in the daily newspaper, joke books on the humorous writings, conversations with friends and business associates, funny movies such as Father of the Bride, Parts 1 and 2, or any other classical comedy, and our email pals. I think these are kind of set in older times because we don't really have any of that daily newspaper jokes.
True, huh?
We don't really
I
have
remember
email pals, but
here in Brazil. I remember seeing some newspaper jokes.
really,
Yeah,
I'm
and
too.
my mom used to save right like when I was a child, right? They had some, and my mom saved some old newspapers, and she took some notes in a notebook like about jokes. And
Well, she took notes of the jokes.
And she.
What?
She made drawings of them, but I used to laugh more after her
Drawings, yeah.
drawings than her. It's so funny.
Wow. Here's the last part of this. Get some funny friends. I don't have any sober. If you're saying you don't have any funny friends, you're the funny friend. No, just
Oh my.
if you're both the sober type, make friends with couples who make you laugh. Years ago, when we were leading a Marriage Alive seminar in our home in Austria, one couple attended who were just too serious. Both were opera singers, and both were introspective and intense. So we encouraged them to develop some friendships with couples who were not so serious. They took our advice. Having fun, loving friends helped them to loosen up, laugh more, and enjoy life in a new way. Humor became a good way to encourage each other. All right, and here are our questions for this one. Learning to laugh. Laughter is not only good medicine, but it can also be a cure for stress. If you can find something that's funny in any situation, you'll diffuse anxiety, decrease your stress. Discuss the following situations with your spouse or enlist a funny friend if you must, and find something humorous in each scenario. Remember, you're using humor to encourage each other, not to laugh at each other. So find ways to be funny and supportive. And so here are eight questions that, as I said, this is a weekend devotional, so it's a little bit different than the typical devotional that we answer. But I said we shouldn't do it. Marcelli suggested we do. So I think let's do it, right? Let's do it.
I like the title. That's all.
Loosening up with laughter. So first question, you're on your way to a big job interview. As you get out of your car, you realize you're wearing one black sock and one navy blue sock. You laugh. What's so funny? For me, I would totally make this mistake because I get dressed in the dark. So
Yeah,
I'll
so
totally do this. This is
to
just
knock
me.
away our scent.
Yeah, I would do this totally. But actually, I believe I have a pair of socks that one is blue and one is black
Yeah,
because
it's
somebody,
my fault,
yeah.
I guess.
And this has been
Not
like
his
that
fault.
for months and I didn't change it. Just,
The washing machine aided, I
yeah.
guess.
So yeah, what's so funny? I think just make the most out of the situation, right? Just go in if people notice. Hey, laugh about it. If not, pull your pants down a little bit so no one can see, right? You wanted number two.
Deep South, not show yourself
Yeah. Number
in
two,
different color.
you wanted a nice weekend at home, relaxing and doing nothing around the house. Then your mother-in-law calls to say she's coming over for the weekend. What's so funny? For me, you don't really have a lot of time with my mom, so
No, I would like her
not
to come.
necessarily.
I would be
She's
extremely happy.
Marcelli has met my mother twice, and I have met Marcelli's mom 4 million times.
Everything.
So her mom is so amazing. She helps us take care of our son, and she helps us with the house whenever Marcelli and I are working. So she is an all-around sport. She's amazing. And so if my mother-in-law came over and I was planning to relax and my mother-in-law was coming over, I'll be even happier because I would get to truly relax
Yeah.
because she would help with my son. So for me, not funny at all, totally serious. I enjoy that.
Yeah, me too. And if your mom came, I'll definitely take a vacation with her, and you and Elijah. It would be awesome.
My mom would love, my
Yeah.
parents have never met our son before. He's one and a half almost.
Your mom is cool.
Yeah.
She looks
She
like a young
well,
girl.
she is young. She is young.
Yeah.
She is young. Number three, traffic is worse than you've seen it in months. As you wait, another light change without moving forward. You look at the faces of the drivers around you. What's so funny? I feel like I'm answering these questions wrong because I don't really know how to answer these, but
Yeah.
I think make the most of the situation. If you and I are waiting in traffic, as we have hundreds of times living in São Paulo, one of the biggest cities in the world, 13 million people
Would
everywhere.
sink.
It takes 2 hours to get anywhere.
It would
Yeah,
sink.
we would look around and we listen to music. We talk nonstop. We
Yeah, we
talk
talk a
nonstop.
lot, so
So it would be totally normal for us. That's a normal,
it's almost
normal Tuesday
celebrating
for
that
us.
we don't have to work at that time. I don't know.
So this is totally normal for us.
Except with Elijah around if he's not happy.
No. Number four, you show up at a party and you're wearing the same dress as the hostess. What's so funny? If I was wearing a dress, that would be funny.
Would be
That would be funny, but I'm not going to. How about you? Why would that be funny? I'm not a woman, so you guys like take extra care of like what you wear.
That is funny. I
Yeah.
think that is cool. Let's take a picture together, you know. But I hope the other person will like that too, because I would feel so bad if they didn't like, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna go back home and change. So I don't.
Number five, you twisted your ankle, and the doctor says you have to stay off of it and keep it elevated for 3 days.
Not funny.
What's so funny?
Not funny.
I don't know who wrote these questions,
I
but that's not funny.
love
That's horrible.
to clean, and I love to do things all the time, play and
Yeah.
run and walk, and
It would not be.
yeah, that's why.
It would not be fun. It would not be fun.
No, not fun.
There was a closeout sale on specialty paint, so you decided to surprise your spouse and spruce up the bedroom. Halfway through the project, you realize you don't have enough paint. What's so funny? That sounds totally something you would do.
No,
You
it's
would.
too much for me. For
You
you,
would do it.
I would buy the paint. Hey, I bought this paint. Are you ready to
Are
start?
you busy?
Exactly.
Number seven, you've been asked to speak in church, and right before you go up, the heel comes off of your shoe. What's so funny? I think if you're going to preach and something happens with your wardrobe, keep preaching. Just preach the gospel, right?
Yeah.
Laugh about
We're
it.
human, huh?
Laugh about it.
Sometimes we step wrong.
I've preached before, I forgot my belt, you know, simple thing like this. Just preach the gospel. And number eight, your 2-year-old lost her diaper in the grocery store.
I
That's
would laugh.
funny.
I would laugh.
I have so many questions.
How?
How did you take off your shoes? How did you take off your pants? How did you take off your diaper?
Yeah.
Where's your mom? You know,
Wouldn't
so many questions. That would not be funny. It would be, but that's
happen
it.
with me.
These are
They
just
have
silly questions, playful questions. I haven't encountered these very many times in my life.
Yeah.
However, it is what it is, right? So the last part here, I love this. We've never really done this before, but it says date. Let's make a date.
Okay.
Humor me. Go to a local comedy club. Try to check out the content first. Rent a classic comedy or watch a comedian on TV. Afterward, try to make each other laugh. Tell that one story that always makes her giggle, complete with impersonations. Notice what happens to your intimacy level when you start laughing together. Collect jokes or cartoons that are sure to make him chuckle or share them with him. Maybe the two of you can start a joke book for your favorite funnies. Secretly fill in with stories, jokes, cartoons, pictures, or whatever will bring you to smile. The next time you need a laugh, take a lid off and enjoy.
Hey, I reminded of something. I don't know if I can tell this,
Good.
but Chris Buescher and Jessica Buescher from the farm they used to live, I found a book that they had.
A joke book.
No, a picture, funny book. They had a many, many, plenty of funny pictures of themselves.
Of them like taking
Yeah.
a funny picture together. And they made a frame out of it, like a album out of it.
Oh, novel. Yeah. It was, I didn't look much because I thought, I don't know if they would like it. I just opened it and I saw. Oh my, this is funny.
Never saw
Yeah,
this.
this is funny. At the end, when we move out, I put in the bedroom so her mom would go there
Did you
and
find
get
it?
for them. Yeah, get for them and give them back. But I don't know, just the pictures that I saw, they were so funny, hilarious.
Wow.
And
I
I
never
laughed
saw that.
by their pictures. I think it's a great idea.
Shout out to Chris and Jess. You
Yeah.
guys are amazing,
You are.
inspiring my marriage to take funny pictures. But
Yeah.
the problem
I'm
is,
your fan guys.
we never print pictures.
Yeah, we
We
don't
never
print.
print pictures. We just take them and delete them on our phone after time.
No, I don't delete. I have saved them all my clouds and
Wow,
everything
thank you to the
everywhere.
cloud, right?
And I'm going to print them huge when I get to a house that we're gonna stay longer.
So that is our devotional today. I don't like it as much because I wanted to get into the word, deep into the word. And so we're going to have to read those verses today to feel better about that because just wasn't doing it for me. This devotional
So
today,
let's read the verses.
I really like to go deeper, right? I want to go deeper. I'm at a point in my life where I don't want to just listen to the famous sermon. I don't want to just listen to the famous worship song. I want depth. I want to listen to the prayer set. I want to listen to, you know, something more intimate. I want to listen to a message that is more convicting or you know what I mean? I want something that's deeper in my life in this season. And so I'm in a season of preparation. We trust God is sending us to the States and we'll be working in a ministry and full time, 100% in this ministry, living on the campus, living with the people that need our help. And so
Yeah.
we are in this preparation season where we are preparing our hearts, our minds, our spirits. And this is part of it right here. You're watching it unfold right before your eyes. We are preparing our hearts to go. And we want to be a testimony. We want to be used by God mightily in this situation. So hopefully we can share other stories, other things that are happening in our life. We want to stick to the devotional, but there may be times when we kind of jump off and do something different a little bit for one episode. Or, I don't know. I have no idea what God is going to do, but we are here being obedient, saying yes, waking up early before the sun, after the sun, with our sun, without our sun. So
I love
that's
your joke.
thank you. I'm
I love
hilarious.
when you
Come
joke.
on.
And when you create songs for
I
me.
create songs for Marcella. You guys want to hear a song?
And for our son. Not that one. Okay, that one.
We will give you a brother.
That's for Elijah.
Yeah, we wrote that song for our son.
Give you a brother or sister.
One day we hopefully
Yeah.
become a son. So anything else to add for today's devotional?
No, just let's thank the Lord for the joy that He puts in our hearts time after time.
We didn't comment much about it, but joy is so important.
We don't deserve all this joy, but without Jesus, I don't know if you heard of my testimony. I was grumpy, sad, horrible person, horrible person. You would walk beside me and think that I was gonna punch you. Like, not a happy person. So one huge thing that changed when I gave my life to Jesus, that He put joy in my heart and I could smile. You know, I couldn't smile before, you know. I didn't smile. I didn't even like tried because I was grumpy, grumpy, angry, a lot of bad stuff. But Jesus brought joy to my life and brought Dallas, that is in Portuguese, or the Poço de Alegria. I don't know how to say this.
Also an alegria.
It's like a bucket of joy
Yes.
because you're a happy person. I like it. It changed my days.
So let's pray
All right.
together.
And for people to have the joy of the Lord
And
every day, the
this devotional, do
believers.
what it said, you know, find joy in your marriage, find joy in the everyday
Yeah.
things. It's so easy to just
It
be
becomes
consumed with
so
work, you know, but
light.
unravel,
It
yeah.
becomes a light relationship.
Yeah.
And also, the Bible says, rejoice. And again, it'll say, rejoice. So,
Perfect. You're singing Elijah's little songs.
yeah. Okay.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much for joy. Thank you so much that we can have light-hearted relationships and that we can enjoy this time together where we can just laugh at things and get a light load off. Lord, it's so good to just be free and to be at home and just be ourselves and laugh at things. And so I pray that we can all be playful with our spouse, that we can make jokes. We don't have to be so serious all the time. There's a time for everything, a time to be serious, a time to have joy, a time to be making fun and all of these things, Lord. So I pray that we can have this in our marriages, in our homes, a house of joy. I pray that we can be joyful with our children as well, that they see the joy of the parents, Lord. And I'm Marcelli always says she wants to be joyful. She wants to be joyful. She wants to have a house of joy. And so, Lord, I pray that this will happen in our house, that we can do the steps that we need to do to make that happen. We love you. We pray in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
See you guys on the next episode. Bye bye.
Bye bye.